Holyrood ministers had an extra £831 million to spend in the current financial year compared with earlier forecasts, largely thanks to a one-off boost from education spending south of the border. Legendary country music singer Dolly Parton has died at the age of 80. Dolly Parton's legacy is one of love, compassion and resilience, her team says. The country icon sold more than 100 million records worldwide and wrote over 3,000 songs in a career that spanned six decades. Sir Paul McCartney said it's hard to imagine a world without Dolly. Oprah says we're all better because she was here. And Sir Elton John says Parton was unique and irreplaceable. From growing up in a dirty poor farm to stardom, no one did it like Dolly, writes the music correspondent Mark Savage for the BBC. That's you caught up. More news in an hour.
Mearns FM weather.
It'll be mainly dry, cloudy to start, but occasional bright or sunny breaks developing by day, the best of these through Moray. Cloud will return in the evening and the winds will be moderate easterlies, a maximum temperature of 20 degrees Celsius.
On DAB, online, on FM 105 to 107 and on your smart speaker, this is Mearns FM.
Oh, well, I just got to give a massive shout out to Johnny Boy there. Brilliant guy, absolute diamond, and carried the community spotlight for us, launched it with Johnny, and he's just been a great team member. Johnny, you shall be well missed, and get yourself back here in Mearns ASAP. Thanks for a great show, Johnny. It was lovely hearing the reflections of your interviews going back over Community Spotlight. You've got a lot of groundwork there done, mate. Well done. And I have to say, absolutely love the Trump jingle. Good shot. Oh dear, oh dear. Let's see, it is great fun here on Mearns FM. I have to tell you, we've got such a diverse, interesting and experienced and very humorous team here. So come on and be part of the part of your local community radio station, and why not? Well, I'm Maxine Smith, and this is the spot for student sound off. What is that, I hear you say? Well, you know, there's a lot going on here at Mearns this year, as you well have gathered. We've launched a few talk shows because we want the interaction with our listeners. And you've all got a lot to say, as some of our new programmes have shown. We just had Keith Smith from Business Gateway on for Business Spotlight at 10 o'clock today. And Business Gateway are now the sponsors of Business Spotlight. How wonderful is that? And again, a great team on that side too. So I look forward to developing that platform. Well, here on Student Sound Off, I'll just make a very quick intro and play lots of music for you today. And I'm just going to use this opportunity to just tell you a little bit about what we're doing and why we're doing it and what we need regarding interaction from you all out there, you lovely, wonderful people. Well, it's really much an ambition within Mearns FM. We consider the young people within media communications absolute key for the future of how these things develop. And we know there's been so many changes with any form of comms at the moment, communication. Certainly within radio itself, it's seen a major shift. What with the streaming and with AI, I'm sure it's going to take it to another level. And the way people listen to things. However, we are told time and time again by young voices themselves that they want a present on the airways, a presence, should I say. And we're all for that. So what this is, it's an open platform literally for our young people. And it can be any age. I mean, we have Port Lethem Primary coming in, as you know. They have a spot on Mondays at 10 o'clock, I think. They have an hour there where they literally put their own broadcast together in that hour. It's about four or five of them at any time. So now that the academic term is back in action, I shall check when they're next online. So with us, you know, the programme is scalable. It's designed to equip children, young people with confidence, its skills, experience and awareness that we believe they need to navigate an increasingly uncertain world of education, employment and opportunity. So at a time when household pressures are changing, the changes within education, we've got the economic uncertainty, and as I said, rapid emergence on technology and AI. So we want to be part of that change. We want to be part of the opportunities that are available for young people. There is an increasing need to provide meaningful experiences that help them understand their potential, identify their opportunities, and develop them practical skills to take advantage of their choices. Mentor FM places young people directly into the real working environment where they can learn through participation, responsibility, hands-on experience, rather than simply be told about the world of work. So that's a little snippet. I've got more to share with you. But right now, I think it's time for some music. But before I do, I just want to just change something around here. Yeah, we're all ready to go. Here is Stargazing from Miles Smith.
Time stood still, just like a photograph you made me feel. Like this will last forever, looking in your eyes. I see my whole life. Oh, they say you know it, but you know it, and I know. Oh, promise that you hold me close, don't let me go.
Wow, what a beautiful song. That's The Cure by Olivia Rodrigo. I really like that one. A very popular request as well from the students coming through. Well, what can I say? I've got some updates to give you, some information to give you. Oh, sorry, I've just went and just bambled on through a jingle. Hang on a sec. There we go. Sorry, all clear. We have these little gremlins from now and again. It'll teach me for balancing a few balls all at the same time. Well, it just goes to show it's live radio. Yes, I'm here in the studio here at Men's Firm in Port Lethen. And yeah, all good stuff. Regarding this student sound off, it's important for me to share a few things. Why? Because I'm getting quite a few inquiries coming through now from students and young people who maybe completed their education but really are not sure what they want to do, and they sort of got an inkling of some type of media or production and things, but they're not quite sure. Some are very clear, definitely want radio and radio with music as well. Obviously that's our platform, and that and a lot more. But basically this programme, as in Student Sound Off, a platform, uses community radio as a practical skills development and employability environment. It really has been designed around the need, and it's sort of providing that progressive work placement and outreach opportunities that crosses broadcasting, communications, interviewing, research, audio production, digital media, what else? Teamwork. We cover creativity. We do a lot of problem solving, presentations, and project development. So I made sure we got these key components in because they really are sort of transferable skills from our experience into the students and young people that they really will need to put them in good stead in the workplace or in their own businesses if that's where they choose to go. Why not? There's a lot of young entrepreneurs out there. Well, as you heard on Business Gateway as well, there's a platform for them to go through for further training and development that won't cost them a penny. Well, this programme is all about developing transferable skills with confidence, resilience, dealing with the curiosities as well, and the ability to recognise and pursue opportunities. So while it is exposing young people to a very different pathway, but it does include employment options, further education and volunteering, it covers the creative industries and entrepreneurship. So it really does tick a lot of boxes, and not as lip service. This is actual factual stuff that goes on, as our students will tell you as they come through the programme. That's the whole point. It's designed around their needs. So that gives you a bit of an insight into what this is about. And yeah, it's serious stuff. It's a lot of work for us here on Mentor FM. You know, we're all unpaid volunteers, but it's something we really are passionate about. It is a bit of a labour of love because it all starts with the young ones. They are our future. And if radio is going to stand any chance in the big bad world out there, it's going to need some young energy to drive it forward. Okay, so that's a rundown from me on some of the key fundamentals of what this slot every Wednesday from 12 to 1 will be about. We've got a few broadcasts lined up for you. I'll talk a bit about that, not just yet. I'll come back to it. In the meantime, I'm going to play one of my favourites, Benson Boone, Beautiful Things.
For a while there it was rough, but lately I've been doing better than the last four cold Decembers I recall. And I see my family every month. I found a girl my parents love. She'll come and stay the night, and I think I might have it all. And I thank God every day for the girl he sent my way. But I know the things he gives me, he can take away. And I hold you every night, and that's a feeling I wanna get used to. But there's no man as terrified as the man who stands to lose you. Oh, I hope I don't lose you. Please stay. I want you, I need you, oh God.
found my mind, I'm feeling sane. It's been a while, but I'm finding my faith. If everything's good and it's great, why do I sit and wait till it's gone? Oh, I tell you, I know I've got enough. I've got peace and I've got love, but I'm up and I'm thinking I just might lose it all. You, I need you, oh God. I need these beautiful things that I've got.
From mountain to sea, Merge FM.
Homestart Kincardine is a voluntary organisation that offers support to families with at least one child under the age of five within the Kincardine and Mearns area. The type of support we offer is non-judgmental, emotional and practical. All our volunteers have had parenting experience and will visit a family once a week for between 2 to 3 hours. If it's an extra pair of hands to get out and about, some adult company or being able to get to appointments, these are a few ways in which we can help. If you are a family that is listening to this and think Homestart is for you, or have parenting experience and some spare time to volunteer, please either pop into our office, which is at 32 David Street, Stonehaven, or call us on 01569 767773.
A historic first comes to Aberdeen International Airport this November. In support of the Royal Marines community, serving personnel, veterans and their loved ones, you are invited to the first ever Royal Marines Hangar Ball. In association with Offshore Helicopter Services, the evening will take place right beside the runway within their operational aircraft hangar, transformed for one night only for a black tie ball like no other. An unforgettable evening featuring the musical excellence of the band of His Majesty's Royal Marines Scotland, with live performances, dining, dancing, aircraft and world-class entertainment. Saturday, the 28th of November, an evening of honour, an experience of distinction, and a boarding pass to a night beyond compare. To join us, visit rmaball.co.uk. That's rmaball.co.uk.
And just to shout out there, an important local event that happens every year, well, most years. We did have that one cancellation due to that weather issue last year, and glad to say that's not going to affect it this year. It's Stonehaven Harbour Festival programme is out. We all know when it is, last Sunday in August. That is the day in the diary that has to be there, and supported locally, extensively. That's why it's so popular. It's a great community gathering, and lots going on. So Stonehaven Harbour Festival, last Sunday in August. So that's going to be Sunday the 30th of August. That's this weekend, and it's a great programme. It starts at 11 o'clock with the Dunter Pipe and drum pipes and drums, and it goes all through. It got sandcastle competition, they got sea cadets are doing a display, done to pipes and drums again. They'll be playing throughout the day at different times. The RNLI inshore lifeboat display, round table raft race, well, that'd be fun. That's in the inner harbour, and prize giving, all of that was from 11 in the morning till 3:45. It's packed day of stuff. Then you've got the next day of it, running in tandem. So there's two different sites within where they've got different things going on. You've got Katrina Cart Black Belt Academy doing a display. You've got Rhythm Dance Nation Dance. So that's Rhythm Nation Dance with a display, Jazz Exercise Group, and Walker School of Dance. You've got Lindsay School of Dance, and you've got Lauren Kate School of Dance. So lots of dancing going on there throughout the day. It's all good stuff. So there'll be lots of performing there. There'll be a lot of practicing going on right now. So let's all give them some encouragement and support. Now, it's important to know that All the money raised on here will be split between three services, important essential services. They are the Rotary, Lions and Roundtable charity accounts. So the funds will be distributed through them to local good causes. So it really does have a local impact. We'll be helped by many organisations. So that's what the event management is saying. It literally takes a community to make these things work. Mearns FM will be there. We're providing support from the bringing it together through our system. We can do some announcements and obviously play some music. And just to note, as I say, Rotary Club of Stonehaven, Stonehaven District and Roundtable, Stonehaven District Lions Club are key funding conduits who will be making sure that the value of this goes through the community. It's a long shout out, but it's a worthy one. And just mention a few of the supporters: HM Coast Guard, Sea Cadets, the Scottish Fire Service, the James... and can't read that one actually. James and George Colley, the Ship Inn, the Lifeboats, Anderson Fire, the Marine Hotel, Go Fibre, Rainburn, Christie, Clark, and Wallace. Oh, all supporting locally. Net Pier Street Food, the Toll Booth, Proper Seafood, the Old Pier Coffee House. Told you, it's a community effort. All you need to do is look online for all the information. It's all out there. Go to the Stonehaven Harbour Festival, search them on Facebook, and you will see them under that name, Stonehaven Harbour Festival, Sunday, 30th of August. Be there or be square.
on DAB, online, on FM, and on your smart speaker.
This is Mearns FM.
Well, that's two great songs there. One from Joe, End of Beginning, and then the wonderful one from Vance Joy with Riptide. Again, very popular choices from the young students coming through, and this hour is all about them, so that's what they'll be doing, is choosing their own songs, whatever they may be, as long as they're radio friendly. We all know that, don't we? Yeah, so just to repeat, the call for action is to students out there. If you have the energy, the inclination and the ambition to have some sort of inroads into media through radio, through communications, then yeah, Mearns FM's doors are open. Now obviously we can't have everyone coming into a studio all at one time, so we will need to schedule this over a period of time, so there will be that aspect. So the sooner you contact us, the better. And all you need to do is send us an email to studentsoundoff, it's all lowercase, all one word, studentsoundoff@mearnsfm.org.uk. You can send me a direct WhatsApp message to 0781 000 1238. You can also send us a text, 8228, start your message MFM, a message away, and we'll pick that up. And that's all you need to do. So it's a call for action to any young people out there, any age, under 18, even above that, it's fine. We are open to the youth of today. And if you want to get some involvement, it can be volunteering, it can be work placement, it can just be coming in and for a studio and having a look and having a chat and seeing what goes on. We're absolutely open to that. And talking of which, we are going to open our doors on the 19th of September, and it's going to be from 10 till 4 on that day. Watch our socials, because we're going to have some more information about that. It's the Mearns FM Studio Open Day. Studio Open Day. Oh, I got my tongue all twisted there. Well, that's it. I've got some more stuff coming up for you regarding the Mearns Academy and the student programme that we're running there. It's exciting stuff, but it's just a very short intro, and it's quite a rough text, but I'll explain to you why that's the case, because it is a programme, a project, should I say, in the making. So it's at the very early stages right now, and that will become apparent. But before, let's get some music. Lush Life from Zara Larson. I told you I'm mixing up my words. I've just been talking all morning. Oh dear, oh dear.
In the groove, I ain't never heard. When low, when high, what? Did you know Aberdeenshire Council has commissioned two online mental health services open to everyone aged 10 and over? Cooth is an online wellbeing community for young people aged 10 to 18. It offers one-to-one sessions with counsellors and emotional wellbeing practitioners. Visit cooth.com to register. Togetherall is available to anyone aged 16 or over. Trained and accredited professionals are available to support community members, and there is a choice of safe therapeutic services, including courses, self-assessments and wellbeing resources. Visit togetherall.com to register. These new services mean anyone can get support at a time that suits them from a place of their choice.
Listen up for your chance to be in the draw to win a pair of tickets to attend the Getaway Show at the P&J in Aberdeen on either Friday, Saturday or Sunday of the show from the 25th to the 27th of September. Just email, and that's your name, who you'd like to take with you and the preferred date to attend, and send that to win@mearnsfm.org.uk. That's win, as in W-I-N, at mearnsfm.org.uk. The winner will be announced on Saturday the 12th of September at 7:30 on the Chris Dean's Late Night Show here on Mearns FM. The competition closes 5 o'clock sharp on September the 12th. Now, for general details of the event, it's the Getaway Show, and it's P&J Live Aberdeen, 25th to 27th of September. It's from 10 in the morning till 5 in the evening. Prices are tickets at £14 per adult, and children under the age of 16 go free. Now, for more information, go to their website. It's thegetawayshow.com. We're back. Thanks for staying with us. This is Student Sound Off here on Mearns FM, and I'm Maxine Smith, holding the fort until the students take over. Talking of which, we're going to have an intro, a very snippet of an intro, because this was while we were in workshop last week. So we were very busy doing some interviews and recordings, and we're going into production next week. So it's, well, this week actually, this Friday. So it's all very busy stuff. So we're in an open schoolroom. Bear that in mind. We're not in a studio, so it's pretty much on site. So there is a little bit of noise, and it's purposely left in that form because I want you, the listeners, to be the judges of how this group of students will advance through their recordings. And you'll know exactly what I mean as the weeks pass. Well, here's the group. So introducing to you Mrs. B, that's Lorna Baker, who is the facilitating tutor for the group and very much a massive supporter of these type of collaborations. And then we have six students. So we've got Logan, we've got Nick and Nicodem, we've got Alfie, and then we've got Maisie and Betsy. Well, let's hear directly from them. But first, you know there's got to be a little bit of a drum roll. Okay, so bearing in mind, this is on location, very random recording that was done with absolutely no prep. So everything about how not to do it, but that's part of the learning, actually. We start raw and then we sophisticate as we go along as part of the training. So this is literally raw data where I'm going into the classroom. So I'm just going to get a quick introduction before that very loud school bell goes. A little bit like what was that scene in Greece, wasn't it? Ding, 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 ding. It's like, but a really loud school bell. Anyway, so I'm just going to make a very quick, rough introduction to the team there, including the tutor, starting off with Mrs. B. You're going to get quite a bit of background noise, but like I say, it's random, it's spontaneous, and it's just a way of them saying hi right now as we introduce this.
Who am I with? I have Mrs. B, endearingly known, and that is Lorna Baker.
Hello everyone, I'm Mrs. Baker, Lorna Baker. I am the teacher responsible for looking after this podcast.
And so I'm going to do a quick round robin. Kay, give me your name.
Maisie.
Nicodem.
Alfie.
Logan.
Maisie. Betsy.
Great. What are we doing here? Logan, kick us off.
What are we doing here? Well, we are making a podcast for Mearns FM. Just to really let everyone know that Mearns Academy is on the map.
There we go. We're going to be dub broadcasting. It'll be a range of broadcasting, and it'll be a fortnightly broadcasting session. And everyone you've heard here today will be contributors to that. There'll be different roles that you'll be making. And can you remember your role, Nick?
Scriptwriter.
You'll be the scriptwriter?
Yep.
And can you remember what that involves?
Taking everyone's ideas and giving them a guideline on what to say and what to, like, talk about during the podcast.
Yeah, so you'll be the framework guy, won't you? You'll be giving them that platform. Maisie, can you remember yours at all?
Marketing.
That's right. So you're going to be the one responsible to...
Broadcast, like, kind of telling everyone what the podcast is and letting them know that it's a thing.
Exactly. Otherwise, everything we're doing here is just not going to be heard, is it?
Yeah.
So, again, it's a very important role. Betsy, what are you doing?
I'm the interviewer.
Exactly. And you've got a range of things you want to talk about.
Yeah.
One thing passionately we know.
My mukbangs.
There we go.
Love my mukbangs.
There we go. So that's it, guys. We are going to be hearing a lot more from this group. This is the first of many. And just wanted to make that introduction. So thanks very much. Watch this space. Students sound off. But they're going to have their own title for their own broadcasts every fortnight.
This is Student Sound Off on Mearns FM, produced by Maxine Smith.
Well, just that jingle alone you've heard just there right now was Alexis Foy, who, as you know, if you're a follower of Mearns FM, Alexis Foy went through a 2-week work placement as part of the King's Trust via Aberdeen Foyer. And in that 2 weeks, she actively and singularly produced 2 broadcasts. So it is something where students really do get some value back. As do we. We learn as much as them. Well, so what I wanted to say there was we're going to broadcast the first hour next week. And so we will, next Wednesday at 12 o'clock, be doing the first broadcast from Mearns Academy. And it's going to be called I Know What You Did This Summer. That is the theme. They are going to be sharing with us what they done during the summer breaks. It's going to be their own content, and it will be recorded, and you'll hopefully see quite a difference in the recording standard to that clip just taken there. So it's a purposeful journey, and it's a way that they can track their progress as well. So thank you for supporting an in-development broadcast, which is new for us. We normally like to put out there something a bit more polished, but this is part of progress when it comes to broadcasting. And anyone else who's a student or young person thinking about this, it'll also give you the confidence to know that you are handheld all the way through this process, and it's all about learning. So that's it. That's a lowdown on there. What I'm going to do now, I'm just going to run through some great music for you, play a bit back to back, and I'll just make a short appearance before the last one, where I just give you the update on what's happening here on Mearns FM for the rest of the day. Now I'm going to play you something from Avicii with The Nights, Taylor Swift, Shake It Off, as she does very well. And yeah, I'll just pop in before I give you the last song of the of the show in the afternoon. Can't believe how quickly it goes. I'll be back just now.
Once upon a younger year, when all our shadows disappeared, the animals inside came out to play. Went face to face with all our fears, learned our lessons through the tears, made memories we knew would never fade. One day my father, he told me, son, don't let it slip away. He took me in his arms, I heard him say, when you get older, your wild heart will live for younger days. Think of me if ever you're afraid. He said one day told me
shining stars. He said go venture far beyond the shores. Don't forsake this life of yours. I'll guide you home no matter where you are. One day my father, he told me, son, don't let it slip away. When I was just a kid, I heard him say, he said one day you'll leave this world behind, so live a life you will remember. My father told me when I was just a child, these are the nights to never die. My father told me.
I told you that girl could shake it, didn't I? That was Taylor Swift with Shake It Off, and prior to that was Avicii and The Nights. Well, I just want to do a shout out on one of our other new program slots that we have. That's on Saturdays at 12. It's 12 to 1. It's called Beyond the Microphone. Now, that is a title that was gratefully inspired by one of our work placements, Alexis Faux, because she used that title for her own broadcast of Beyond the Bell when she spoke about education, her experience in education as a student. So there you go. I told you we also learn things from our students, our work placements. It's a two-way street. Well, Beyond the Microphone provides a flexible community development platform designed to identify, explore and respond to the diverse and ever-changing challenges that we all know we have, our needs, our opportunities, whatever they are that's affecting us as people within a local community. Now, the programme provides, it's a mouthpiece, it's a voice, it's a soundboard for communities, it's for you. It's creating a space for subjects that we might not otherwise hear about. They might get overlooked. They might be a little bit sensitive. There might be some stigma. They might be misunderstood or difficult to discuss. Well, its remit extends across health, well-being, education, personal development, social stigma, exclusion, creativity, identity, and wider community issues. Now, the programme itself responds to emerging needs rather than following a fixed agenda. So it really is what you will make it. When I say that, I mean we need your engagement with us in order to literally put these things together so that we can actually respond to something that you, our listeners, want to hear about when it comes to any of those issues. We're fine with sensitive, we're fine with stigma. That's not an issue for us. We can deal with that appropriately. Now, the programme really does demonstrate that breadth of the approach that we want to make when it comes to these type of interactions with the listeners. So there we go. That's going to be, and it's already started, it's every Saturday from 12 to 1. You may remember that broadcast we've done with John Duncan, who self-published the Den Burn. He's a local Aberdonian ex-teacher, and he's gone into publishing. He's done it himself. It's a brave move, and he's done a really good job at it. So that's a great story to note, and it's an example of what we do. And as a result of that, once a month, we will be doing a special book feature and books, glorious books. That's as a result of John Duncan inspiring us here on Mearns FM. And later on today, I'm actually going in to see Jane, the owner of But and Ben Books, but I'll tell you all about that at another time. That's it. So coming up on Mearns FM, we have Drive Times coming up. We're going to have non-stop music on that one for you, and keep it real. And then later on, we have Brian Davey with the Indie Show. And prior to that, we're literally just going to be giving you a real treat with a music flow coming out of Mearns FM throughout the day. How about that? Remember, don't miss out for tomorrow. Stay tuned. There's a lot more where that came from. So I'm going to play out with I Lived, One Republic. And thank you so much for your company this morning. It's been great spending time with you. Again, just a shout out to Johnny Boy there. And we hope to see him real soon and thank him for his community spotlight today. That's it. That's me signing out. Maxine Smith, Student Sound Off, Mearns FM. Take care now. Bye.
Take that jump, you don't feel the fall. Hope when the water rises, you build a wall. Hope when the crowd screams out, you're screaming your name. Hope if everybody runs, you choose to stay.
DAB, online, on FM 105 to 107 and on your smart speaker. This is Mearns FM News.